Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Behind almost every tragedy is a story, sometimes known and sometimes robed in obscurity and mystery. The question that often comes to my mind when I hear of someone who missed the way or turned his back on God is very simple. What happened? What went wrong? Why could the person not see beyond his despair to a God who loves us in spite of our failure, who also knows our heartache and sorrow? One of those enigmas is a Dutchman known as Vincent van Gogh, Van Gogh, if you pronounce it like the Dutch would, whose magnificent paintings hang in a museum that bears his name in Amsterdam. In 1972, Ken Wilkie, a Scottish journalist, was commissioned to write a story about Vincent van Gogh to coincide with the opening of the museum. But the quest to find out about this gifted but disturbed individual lasted for more than 30 years. In my book on heroes, known as Profiles of Faith, there is a selection on Vincent where I tell about his serving as a missionary to coal miners. And during that time, something happened. Something went wrong which caused him to despair. What was it? We're still uncertain. But Wilkie's investigation helps add some light to a dark life. He discovered that as a young man, Vincent van Gogh had worked and preached in the great city of London. With the help of a London postman, he eventually found the house where he had once lived, 87 Hackford Road, Brixton. He also discovered something new and significant, perhaps something which gives insight to his struggle. At the age of 20, Vincent had fallen in love with his landlady's daughter. However, his affection for her was not returned. Rejected, he turned to his Bible and found refuge in his faith. Making contact with a granddaughter of that woman, Wilkie discovered an old trunk in the attic of her home. Inside that trunk was a drawing which Vincent had done of the very home where he had roomed. Following the rejection by this young woman, Vincent went home to work with coal miners on the Belgian border. It was there he despaired and seemed to give up on God. But he never gave up on the beauty that God made and placed in our world. And it was that gift that he gave to the world until the dark day he took his own life. Ken Wilkie's story is published in his book, The Van Gogh File, but the real story may never completely be known. Obviously, there are missing facts and links which have been lost. Did he really give up on God? Or did he find within the solitude of his heart a refuge which was very personal, very private? Who knows? A.W. Tozier used to say that art is beauty organized. If so, Van Gogh never escaped that beauty because he gave the world paintings which are not only beautiful, but reflect ourselves at various seasons of life. His personal life was never very happy, also true of many today. Yet from the dissonance of his life, there came a strange, if not sometimes slightly out of focus beauty, which is haunting and captivating. Behind every suicide is a tragedy which says, God, you aren't big enough, powerful enough, or wise enough to help me through this, so I give up on you, on myself, and the future too. That's a sad, dark postscript to a life which could have been richer and fuller. Long ago, the writer of Scripture wrote, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your hearts to Him. God is our refuge. Had Vincent van Gogh done that, I wonder how different his paintings might have been. I'm Dr. Harold Saleh. You've heard from me. Now, I would really like to hear from you. If Guidelines speaks to the need of your heart, let us know. Your words would be an encouragement. Send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org. You can download what you've just heard at our website, guidelines.org.